Well, it might be cold out. It is wintertime, but nothing warms you up more than Girl Scout cookies, right? They definitely bring the comfort, and that's why Girl Scouts of Connecticut recently launched its official cookie season across the state, and the public's now available to pre-order those tasty treats. Love it. Here to tell us all about the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program is Chief Operating Officer Kari Kaplan. Hi, Kari.
Hey, thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on with me. Now, everyone loves your world-famous Girl Scout cookies, but what skills does the cookie program teach each of the members?
Some really, really important skills. So the Girl Scout Research Institute did a study called Today's Girls and Tomorrow's Entrepreneurs, and what they found that the number of women-owned businesses is growing, but that most women remain less likely to pursue entrepreneurship compared to men. So girls, when they work on their cookie business and become a cookie boss, learn some really important skills. So, of course, goal setting, as you might imagine, decision making, but also business ethics, managing money, and people skills. And so we really try to get our Girl Scouts to grow these entrepreneurship skills through the cookie program because they are running their own cookie business and they're becoming a cookie boss. It's a really important time for our Girl Scouts.
Yeah, it's great. It's such an awesome program. And you just hosted a big Girl Scout Roundup cookie rally, an entrepreneurial fair. Now, what types of training did the Girl Scouts attendees to that? What did they receive?
So we were at the Omni Hotel in New Haven on Saturday, January 11th at our big event. And so Girl Scouts had the opportunity to try all kinds of new things. So there were workshops depending on what their interests were, on money management, on how to budget, how to set up their booth sales, how to gain more customers, as well as lots of hands-on activities for them to try. And this was the second year that we did this big event. And we had a great time. Girl Scouts also got to learn about the other things that we do in Girl Scouts, because it's not just about entrepreneurship. That's one of our four pillars. So we have outdoor, life skill, and STEAM. And so there were other activities in these venues as well. So we had lots of other community partners that were there. So our Girl Scouts walked away with lots of exciting new information and practice on how to grow their cookie business, but also do other things in Girl Scouting, because we do so much all year round.
I love that. There's so much that goes into it. And I always think of Girl Scout cookie season as like St. Patrick's Day or March, springtime. But when does the 2025 Girl Scout cookie season actually take place here in Connecticut?
Well, it launched today, Friday, January the 24th, with our Girl Scouts opening their digital cookie storefronts and beginning to take orders from friends and family. So it launches today with order taking beginning, and then on March the 22nd is when all of the cookies that our customers have ordered will come into the state on our big cookie delivery day. So then you'll begin to see booth sales. So from March 22nd through the end of April on the 27th, you're going to see booth sales out and about. But if you don't know a Girl Scout, you don't have one local to you, you can go on our website beginning today at gsofct.org and click and connect with a Girl Scout to order your cookies today.
Now, the big question people really want to know, what varieties, what flavors, what are we looking at this year for the kinds of cookies we can choose from?
So, of course, we have Thin Mints and we have Samoas, which are always the very most popular cookies. Tagalongs, Adventurefuls, Lemon Up, Trefoils, Do-Si-Dos, and Toffee Tastics, which is a gluten-free option. And for the last year, our Girl Scout S'mores. And that cookie flavor is retiring after this year. So if you are a Girl Scout S'more, now I want to be clear, not Samoa, but S'more,
right,
then you should make sure that you stock up. And all cookies are $6 a package.
And then how are the cookie proceeds used once that money comes in?
Yeah, so all of the cookie proceeds stay here in Connecticut. So the Girl Scout, buying a package of Girl Scout cookies is more than just the yummy cookies inside the package. It really helps our Girl Scouts fund all of the activities that they do as troops. And so that's their community service projects, that's working on their badges and patches, that's their trips, their camping, and all of the other things that Girl Scouts do, as well as supporting the leadership opportunities that they have as a Girl Scout. So it's really important to remember that it's more than just as cookies that our customers are supporting. And the other thing to think about, too, is that not only can you purchase yummy cookies, but you also have the opportunity to participate in our Gift of Caring project, which is our Cookies for Heroes project. Last year, more than 100,000 packages were purchased from our customers here in Connecticut, and we sent those to active and retired military men and women, our military heroes. And that's really another wonderful way to be able to not only support a Girl Scout, but also to support our greater community of heroes.
Nice. That's fantastic. And where can listeners go for more information if they want to learn more about the Girl Scouts of Connecticut and cookie season and everything?
Is to go to our website, which is gsofct.org. And you'll be able to see the cookie icon up at the top, which will take you right to where you can purchase cookies. The other thing you can do is give a call to our customer care team at 1-800-922-2770, and they're happy to connect you with a local Girl Scout, answer any questions. And if you're interested in volunteering, or if you know someone who wants to be a Girl Scout, we would love to have you join us.
Nice. And before I let you go, Kari, what's your personal favorite cookie flavor, Girl Scout cookie?
Well, that's an easy one. I am a Thin Mint girl through
nice.
And through. How about you?
I love the Thin Mints in the freezer, but I have to say my number one Samoas. I like that with an afternoon coffee. It goes great with that.
You know, so you and I represent which are the two most popular cookies for our customers. And one year it'll be Thin Mints, it'll be the high, and then next year it'll be Samoas. So either of them are delicious. And you know what?
Definitely.
Regardless of what cookie you like, by purchasing a package of cookies, you're helping this great organization and the Girl Scouts in your local community. So we just want to say thank you to all our customers out there. And don't forget, if you don't know a Girl Scout, reach out to us because we want to connect you. So gsofct.org.
I love it. Girl Scouts of Connecticut, definitely support them. We love the Girl Scouts here in Connecticut. And thank you so much, Kari Kaplan. Thanks for coming on and talking with us today. Can't wait to eat some Girl Scout cookies this year.
Great. Thanks for having me.